I used to take my children everywhere, but they kept coming back home.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A woman had a terrible fear of water, but finally, after 20 years of marriage, her husband convinced her to celebrate their anniversary on a cruise to beautiful Hawaii. On the second day, the sea grew unusually rough. Nervously, she asked a crew member, "How far away are we from land?" He calmly reassured her, "Don't worry, we're only 5 miles from land." She was so relieved. "I'm sorry," she said. "I tend to worry, you know. By the way, which direction is land?" He said, "Straight down." "Worry, do you have some?" A man in prison for bank robbery said, "The thing about robbing a bank is that you don't have to worry about interest rates, mortgages, or monthly fees for the next 15 years. I am a highly gifted guy in the worrying department. I know of very few things that I do with as much excellence as worrying. In fact, here is a list of 11 things I worry about that may help you stop worrying about what you're worried about right now. I worry about standing in a circle, introducing people by name, and going blank when I get to my wife. I worry that people will forget how to laugh and I'll have to get a real job. I worry about dust mites, falling coconuts, and stuff coming up through the drain. I worry about my pinky toenail. How much longer will that little bitty nail be able to survive down there in the dark? I worry that people will find out that I once ended up in the closet at 3 a.m. while heading to the bathroom. I worry that friends who give me birthday cards will notice I'm looking for money when I open them up. I worry about German sausages. I guess I fear the worst. Oh, man. You know, much of my life has been a series of disastrous catastrophes and calamities. Well, actually, come to think of it, most of them never happened. I just worried that they would. Worry. The Greek word for it means to divide the mind. The Italians translate it to be preoccupied. The Germans render it to strangle. They're right. Worry is a too tight necktie that chokes our joy, addles our brains, and diverts our attention from prizes worth pursuing. What we allow to captivate our mind will control our life. When we worry, we deplete today of its joy by lugging around yesterday's burdens and tomorrow's dread. Instead, let's take a deep breath and listen to the liberating words Jesus delivered on a hillside in northern Israel 20 centuries ago. This is from Matthew 6. "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the unbelievers run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." I like how Eugene Peterson paraphrases the rest of the chapter. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. It's time we loosen the necktie of worry, my friend. I pledge to stop worrying that I will get into the Guinness Book of World Records under Oldest Father of Septuplets.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."